Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the past few weeks here in church, we have been listening to Jesus, teaching his disciples, praying for his disciples, playing with his disciples' memories, and we have heard Jesus promise the presence of the Holy Spirit. You see, the coming of the Holy Spirit is the final piece in the disciples' toolkit as they become witnesses to Jesus' life, his living and suffering, his dying and rising from the dead. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. The Holy Spirit is our advocate and friend. The Holy Spirit is the source of daily strength and a reminder of missions possible to us all. See, the Holy Spirit is the presence of Jesus with us, even though Jesus is not with us physically. The Holy Spirit comes to us all, especially at our baptism, so that then we will be blessed every day with forgiveness, guidance, holiness, and grace. The Holy Spirit is what the disciples have been waiting for. After Jesus' ascension, the disciples remained in Jerusalem just like Jesus asked them to do. And today we celebrate the promise fulfilled. We promise the coming of the Holy Spirit. So the disciples were all together in probably that same upper room. But this time it wasn't fear that gathered them together like on that first Easter Sunday. No, now they had a purpose. They were called to be witnesses. But Jesus had asked them to wait. Jesus had told them that the promised Holy Spirit would be upon them soon. Now it's been 10 days since the ascension, but they were waiting. They were drawing strength from one another. They were sharing stories and meals with one another, and they were looking forward to what was next. They were just there, waiting, excited, nervous, not knowing what was going to happen, just hoping that it would happen soon. And then something happened. Now, Pentecost in the Jewish calendar is 50 days after Passover, and it is a harvest festival. All right, it is celebrating the first harvest. It's celebrating God's bounty and God's goodness. And so once again, Jerusalem is filled with pilgrims from all over who were all there to give God praise for the goodnesses received. This is why there was this crowd from all over, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Egypt, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Libya, Crete, Arabia, Asia, all over. These were just some of the regions where God's far-flung people, the Jews, had landed. That's where they were living, but they all came to Jerusalem for Pentecost. They were there to worship. They were there to give thanks. They were there to celebrate God's goodness. And something happened. Into that amazing mix of people from all over, into that cacophony of languages and accents of laughter and celebration, 12 voices could be heard. The disciples who had been waiting together for the coming of the Spirit, then the Spirit came in the rush of a violent wind. They were filled with the Spirit, divided tongues as of fire were resting on each of them, and they began to speak in languages that they had never studied as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, I studied German in high school. I studied Greek and Hebrew in college. My wife, Stacy, my son, Nathaniel, my daughter, Anna, they all studied French. And one thing about all of that is that it takes a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of study and a lot of stress, and I was never really fluent in any of them. It just doesn't happen in one afternoon. It's not as if somehow or another we woke up one morning and could speak a foreign language. But today we celebrate that because it is the power of God's love and the power of mission given, All those people were there in Jerusalem. And so God reversed the confusion of Babel even just for the afternoon. The good news of God's love in Jesus Christ was proclaimed to a waiting people. They could all understand the words. They could all discover the height and the depth of God's love for each of them and for all creation. The promise is fulfilled. The disciples can now proceed with their mission and with their purpose. And like Joel described, this was a moment where the joy of proclamation ran wild. The message of God's love in Jesus was now out. As we heard in John's gospel today, the disciples could now testify to the truth that Jesus is what God is like. If you want to know God's love, look to Jesus. If you want to hear what God is saying, look to Jesus. If you want to know who you should follow in this world, look to Jesus. And because of these messages, because of the disciples' enthusiasm, 3,000 were baptized there on Pentecost. The church was growing, and we are part of that growth. Now, for most of us, we've never had tongues of fire rest above our heads. And as I've already confessed, I've never really just known a language in an afternoon. Yet the Holy Spirit is with us. And the promise of the Spirit's presence is fulfilled in us as well. In the church, we talk about the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit. In baptism, we pray for the baptized and we pray that God would just pour onto them the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence. These are some of the ways that the Spirit is manifest in our lives. Now, there are also many gifts that the Spirit provides to each according to their own need and all for the common good. But these seven are lifted up as paramount and that they truly help us to live lives of holiness and blessedness in lives where we live as witnesses to God's love in Jesus Christ. We pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand the situations around us and grant us the wisdom to act in God's love. We pray for the strength to help our neighbors and the ability to listen and to assist. We pray for knowledge of God's actions and the awe that comes from that knowledge. And finally, we pray for joy. Joy in God's presence with us. As baptized children of God, as followers of Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to us every day with all these gifts laid out, ready to help us pick them up and use them to help build God's kingdom. See, the amazing truth is that we have a purpose to be witnesses to God's love in Jesus. The Holy Spirit is with us, tongues of fire or not. And we need wait no longer. We have seen the glory of Jesus. We have seen the compassion of Jesus. We have seen the depth of Jesus' love for all of us. And now we get to share that with others. Now, it is not only a spoken message. We do get to tell the story, but it is more important for us to live that story, showing God's love in real life to those around us. This is why we pray, each of us, for the Holy Spirit to come to each of us and to all of us with wisdom and understanding, with counsel and might, with knowledge and fear of the Lord, with joy, so that we can bring all of that to the people we meet. This way, along with the disciples and all the others in Jerusalem, we can proclaim the promise fulfilled. God is with us, and we get to share. Amen.